This is Home Visiting in Action, a podcast from the MCV Technical Assistance Resource Center. In this series, we explore the people behind the Maternal Infant and Early Childhood Home Visiting Program as they tackle pressing challenges and work to build opportunities for parents and young children across the country. I'm Rachel Pascal, Universal TA Coordinator for the MCV Technical Assistance Resource Center. Professional certification in home visiting can play a critical role in building the knowledge and skills of individual practitioners. It can also be used to incentivize professional growth and provide a path to career advancement. Over the past several years, a growing number of MCV awardees have begun prioritizing certification for their staff, yet few have put in place the supports needed to ensure an equitable certification process. Iowa is one exception. In today's episode, I've invited my colleague, Marcy Roska, Programmatic TA Specialist with the MCV TA Resource Center, to share her conversation with Janet Horace, State Home Visitation Program Director with the Iowa Department of Public Health. Welcome, Marcy.
Hi, Rachel.
So tell me about who Janet is and the history of professional certification in Iowa.
Janet leads the Iowa MCV awardee team. Her office was tasked with meeting a new requirement in Iowa code that required that their agency be able to ensure the competency of their home visiting workforce. And the way they decided to do this was by creating a certification exam.
And where does equity fit into this work?
Well, Janet and her team have worked really hard to cultivate a home visiting workforce in Iowa that truly represents the communities MCV serves. And so they were very intentional about providing the supports and accommodations needed to make sure that the new certification exam expanded that workforce rather than limiting it.
I'm excited to hear more. Let's listen to your conversation with Janet.
Well, welcome, Janet. Thank you so much for joining our call today.
Well, thanks for having me, Marcy.
Before we get into the details of Iowa's certification exam, how does having a certification exam improve equity?
I'm so glad that you asked this question. When I first started as the MCV state lead in 2010, at the time I thought, you know, families are more and more complex. The situations and the issues are more and more complex. We really need people that have a minimum of a bachelor's degree to be a home visitor and be able to do this work. And so we required that in MCV. And it wasn't just any bachelor's degree. It had to be either in nursing or a health-related field, social work or a related field, or education, early elementary or early education or related. And, you know, while that sounded really good in theory, and I felt really strongly about it at the time, about, I'll say 6 years into MCV, I looked at our data and compared our workforce data to state-funded home visiting programs. And you know what we did? We made our workforce more Caucasian, more English native speakers. We took the diversity right out of MCV, which was the exact opposite of what we wanted to happen. It was one of those unintended consequences. Having the certification exam has opened up, at least in Iowa, it's opened up the possibility of hiring people with a high school diploma and years of lived experience. So we're hiring more and more parents from our home visiting programs. Parents have had a front row seat to home visiting. They've got to see it. They've got to experience it in a way that I've never experienced it. And they have a real understanding of family development and all the things that we have scientific theories about. They understand it because they've lived it.
So what steps has your team taken to support the success of the people taking the exam?
So there were some things that we learned along the way. One of those was the need to offer a study group that we had learners that just were going to have difficulty with an exam. And they needed additional study. I mean, my initial thought was supervisors will help with that. But that really, it was beyond what a supervisor would do. We do the study group quarterly. We first started with monthly and then decided quarterly was really frequently enough because we have homework and assignments in between. And we use the pre-assessment results to focus our work in the study group. So if the majority of the learners in the study group had trouble with child development, that's what we focus on. And they needed peer support just to hear from other people that were getting ready and preparing to take the exam has been really helpful. We also discovered, we do use the scientific terms in the exam and in the institute content. And sometimes those scientific terms are difficult for people if they only have a high school education or if English is not their primary language. Those terms can be really difficult. So we spend a portion of that study group going through terminology and having people use it.
What type of preparation did your team do before launching the certification exam?
So first we had to develop a pre-assessment because the pre-assessment, we wanted like the practice test. That's what the pre-assessment is, to give people a chance to try taking an exam that wasn't high stakes, to get that feel of what it's like. And people can take the practice exam as many times as they want. There's many more questions, and the practice exam is slightly harder than the actual certification exam because we also wanted to make sure that the learners had an opportunity to dig into subject matter that was a little more difficult for them before taking that certification exam. And even as I've had people that were so petrified over being proctored that I said, let's do the practice exam. We'll do it on Zoom. I'll proctor you. And if we have to do it, 20 times in a row to desensitize you to that, it'll help.
That's so great, Janet. And what about the needs of English language learners? What did your team do to support them?
When we started, the exam has built in a text-to-talk feature. So if I'm a better auditory learner, like if I have trouble with reading comprehension and I learn better if something is read out loud, that was already built in. And it's also has been proven to be really helpful for our English language learners. It's less taxing for them as they translate in their minds. But we don't have the exam translated at this time. In the meantime, we offer a waiver to English language learners. We offer a waiver to somebody that's had extraordinary circumstances. We've had about 28 people apply for that waiver. The waiver doesn't take away the need for the exam. What it does is it gives people more time. So in the case of an English language learner, they may get a waiver and continue to reapply for the waiver every year until that exam is available in the language that they're most comfortable with.
How many people took advantage of the supports that your office offered?
We have about, 30 to 35 learners that are in our study group at any given time. In the beginning, I think people, again, there were some people who thought they could just hop in and take the certification exam. But as people are understanding that really does is there to help them prepare for that exam, people have taken advantage of that and are taking it numerous times. They also, as they take modules on the Institute, it develops their what we call a career compass. So it shows them if they get a green check mark, they've met the competency, the knowledge and understanding for this particular competency area. So it really does help them, guide them in preparing so that they can be successful with the certification exam.
What was the pass rate for home visitors in the first year?
Well, we had very, very few failures. So I'll say less than 1%.
Wow, that's impressive and a testament to how well the supports are working. Can you tell me a little bit more about the test development process?
Well, Marcy, that's a really good question because like I described, it took a few years to get this exam launched and to create it and pilot it. But first we had to see what were the applicable codes, rules, and regulations that would apply to such a certification exam. And we discovered that there were some federal requirements for an exam that someone's job eligibility depended on. And so we had to meet those thresholds to make sure that the exam did not have a bias against any group of people. And then there was the creating the question bank and piloting the exam. So we had to pilot, you know, I'll say four times as many questions as what we actually needed, so we could discover which questions didn't work and which ones did. We had to recruit pilot test takers from across the country. I had some very specific requests from some of my colleagues that I had to ask new home visitors, experienced home visitors. We had to make sure that all were included. And then we had the University of Kansas assessment and training team. They actually did the validation and reliability. I sat in on that review. And even though I will tell you, Marcy, it was painful for me, that's not my idea of fun, is to go through and parse down each question. It gave me a deeper understanding and appreciation of how technical this process was. So again, we were looking for questions that don't work, that are not good.
Wow, a lot goes into developing a valid and reliable exam, but the stakes are high, so it's important to put in the work. Any final thoughts for other MCV awardees considering implementing a certification exam?
I would just say, slow down, really think it through of what are you trying to accomplish and what are the needs for your state. It's not as easy as saying, let's all take the certification exam. It's really, really not. And I would advise state leaders to take it for themselves, you know, practice on themselves, and have a group of administrators practice doing these things before you implement it and expect home visitors. That was one of the best things that I did, was to jump in and do that myself. We're just putting home visitors on the same level of professionalism we expect for other professionals. And that makes it seem a little less onerous and a better understanding of why it is set up the way that it is.
Oh, Janet, this has been so wonderful. I wish we had more time. And wonderful way to leave listeners with hope for the future. I just want to thank you so much for your time and sharing the work that you're doing in Iowa. And we will look forward to hearing from you again about how things are going as you continue to implement the exam. Thank you again.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to participate. And as you can probably tell, I love talking about home visiting. So anytime, I'd be glad to come back. Thank you.
This has been Home Visiting in Action, a podcast from the MCV Technical Assistance Resource Center. To learn more about MCV and other programs to support maternal and child health, go to the Health Resources and Service Administration's website at mchb.hrsa.gov.